No. I mean, I can go back and I can remember the games. And obviously, I was a player for three of them. I was a coach for three others. You know, you take, I said this before, you try to take things with you that, hey, I'd like to do things this way or eliminate those type of things. And but I think every experience is different. We've done it a little bit different with this football team and how we went about it. But I feel good about our process. Our work has been very, very good. This is a big work day for us on Thursday during the regular season. It will stay the same way today. But the majority of our preparation, as I said, was done last week in Denver, and we're just trying to polish right now and stay sharp and be short and get these guys as fresh as they can possibly be on Sunday.
Gary, to your left.
Gotcha.
I'm just, you're the fourth head coach Peyton has been to the Super Bowl with. What do you think that says about him as a player and his ability to adapt?
Well, that just tells you what he's all about, Jeff. I mean, he's, you know, Peyton's been successful, you know, throughout the course of his career and everything that he's done. He's been successful as a player, as a person. He's a tremendous person. You know, it was tough for him. We came in new. He'd been running the system for a while. We had some things we believe in. We tried to mesh the two things together. So I know that was tough on him, but he was great with us. And then we go through the situation during the course of the season where we lose him for a period of time. And so we change a little bit there, and then now we're back again. So, I mean, he's been great with us, but it really gets down to, for us, doing what he's most confident in and him running our football team. And that's, you know, that's what I feel good about right now. This past month, this football team has been his, and he's taken them back over, and he's feeling very good and very confident in what he's doing.
Coach, Jose Villalba from Multimedios in Mexico. The Broncos were this year 11-3 in games decided by 7 points or less. Why do you think the team was so good on those situations during this year, Coach?
Well, number one, I think we're a very consistent defensive football team. So when you're in close games like that, I think that's extremely important. Number two, we do have a lot of experience on this football team, so we've been able to handle some tough, you know, tough environments, tough situations in the fourth quarter. And yet, I think we have a lot of confidence when we play in games like that. And we've, you know, we're sitting there in a nip and tuck football game, and a lot of games are that way in the NFL, especially during playoff time. We just kind of have the confidence that we're going to step up and make that play. Somebody's going to do that. So I just think it's evolved through the course of the year, you know, for us as a football team.
Hey, Gary. Greg.
Hi.
Bailey from ABC.
Hey,
Houston.
Greg.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
You've referred many times this week to Denver as your football family. Why is that such a great fit for you, and specifically maybe this team with all these former Texans in this group that clicked with you?
Well, I mean, that's where I got my start. You know, I to be honest with you, I never dreamed I'd play in the National Football League. And Dan drafted me in the eighth round. There's no longer an eighth round, so thank God for that back in the day. But, you know, 9 years of playing kind of got in the way. I wanted to coach when I got out of college. That's something I wanted to do. And 9 great years got in the way as a player with the Broncos, and it became my, you know, football family. Also, you know, really, as a pro coach, got my first start there. I know I had a year here in San Francisco, but really went there with Mike. And Mike took a chance on me as a young coach and made me a coordinator and those type of things. So I've got many, many years invested in the organization, Mr. B, his family, the city. And yet I come back 10 years later, and a lot of things are still the same. So I don't know. It's just kind of been that way. I've been very fortunate to be a part of that. For a guy that's been in this business as long as I have, I haven't been in a lot of places. And for the most part, it's been right there in Denver.
Coach, Lori Volkman from Mile High Report. I'm curious about if you could speak to the year that Derek Wolfe has had and his importance in the game this weekend.
Yeah, Derek has been really special. I think Derek and Malik have taken to Bill. I think Bill Kolar is a fine, fine coach, and I've said that many a times. And Bill's a big effort guy, and well, he coaches defensive linemen, and I think Derek and Malik have bought into that. But, you know, I don't know. I know Derek had some issues a couple of years ago with some injuries and missed some time and those type of things. But, you know, he starts the season for us. He misses the first 4 games. That's really hard on some players. Some players don't battle back from that. But Derek took care of his business, and when he came back to our team, he was ready to roll. So you got to give him a lot of credit, and you know, his discipline to stay ready to play whenever he was suspended for that month to start the season.
You talk about familiarity with Denver Broncos being your football family as well, but just with the first year of putting a staff together with some of the players you're meeting for the first time, what do you think is the biggest element as an entire team that brought the Broncos to this point?
Oh, the biggest element. Well, first off, I think there are a lot of things in place. That's the great part. But, you know, what hasn't changed is the fact that, you know, the job that John has done and his staff has done, that was all in place. I think John and Matt and Tom and the scouting department has done a tremendous job. Joe Ellis, you know, obviously been there for years. From a player standpoint, the nucleus, the leadership of the football teams, you know, was pretty much the same. But I think the thing that's happened, we've had a lot of new faces and young players become contributors to this football team, and I think it's brought us together. I don't think we were leaning in one direction or another on one player or two players throughout the course of our season. We kind of knew we were all involved, we were all contributing, and I think that's brought our football team very close together over the period of the season.
Coach, good morning. Luis Aguirre from Reforma Group in Mexico. Could you talk a little bit about your relationship with John Elway? I mean, through all these years, first you were teammates, then roommates, then coach player, now coach executive. How difficult is it to work with that, and how special it is at the same time?
Well, it hasn't been difficult. It's been extremely special. You're right. I mean, we started as kids being players together, and you know, I watched John as a, you know, a franchise player. I guess I'll use that word. What he went through as a player and stuff, and obviously I was a background guy from that standpoint, but you know, I watched that take place. I was very much involved with John. Back in our days growing up as players, you roomed together, you did all those things. Nowadays these guys get their own room, and it's a little bit different, you know, but we're very close. Our families were close. Our kids were all kind of the same ages, you know, and then we parted ways for a while, and I came back and I had a chance to coach him, which I've mentioned was difficult and challenging, but it was great for me as a young coach because he challenged me every day to be on top of my stuff and those type of things. And then another break ensues, and we stay in touch, and, you know, then I get this opportunity. So, no, it's been many, many years. You know, we're both getting up there. We're in our 50s now, and life has changed a little bit, but he hasn't changed, and hopefully I haven't changed. So it's a very special moment to have this opportunity to be back, and hopefully we got some more to come.
Coach, just as a follow-up to that question, you mentioned John Elway. He hasn't changed. What characteristics did you see from him as a player that you also see now in the front office?
Really, just a competitive nature. Tracy, that'd be the biggest thing I would say. I mean, John, you know, John went off and did a lot of things in the car business and stuff, and, you know, he's just competitive in whatever he does. And, you know, we talked a lot when he was out of football, and I mentioned numerous times that I thought he would come back and get involved with football, and it's just great that it was back with the organization that he had, you know, so much success in and had a lot to do with their success. So I just think it's his competitive spirits that flow. You know, I watch him in the draft room. I watch him in free agency. I watch him with our team, you know, as we go through the season. He's a tremendous sounding board. There's not a thing in the National Football League that John Elway hasn't been through. And so for me as a head coach to have that guy to go to on a daily basis is really special.
Coach, you spoke about it before, but can you talk about over here?
I got you.
Ryan Harrison, the realistic expectations for him coming into this season to contribute, and has he exceeded those expectations?
Oh, yes, he has. Well, first, I had Ryan a long time ago in Houston with me. You know, we had some tough situations with Ryan and Ty, losing those two guys to injuries. You know, and I remember John and Matt and I sitting in the office, and what direction do we go? You know, we've got to try to find some experience here. Ryan happened to be right in our backyard, happened to be free, living there in Colorado, so we signed Ryan. And then we started trying to figure out ways offensively that we could hold up through the course of the season with these guys. You know, we knew we couldn't pound on Ryan each and every day, and he make it through a 16-game season. So we put some plans in place for him, for Lou, for Evan. You guys know very well we've suited 8 offensive linemen and played a lot of guys through the course of the year. So I think it has a lot to do with how Ryan has played. We've kept him fresh, but he's responded. Very proud of him. He's a great example of having a career, but hanging in there, and then look what happens for him, you know, this late in his career. So, like I said, very proud of his work.
Yeah, Gary, for much of Peyton's career, there was a perception that he was the coach of the team, that he was running the team. You talked about how he adapted to your offense. I mean, were you concerned when you first got this job or surprised that he was the obedient player, so to speak?
No, Mike. You know what? I think what you just said, that's a compliment to players. I mean, you know, I've been fortunate in this league. I got to coach John for a period of time. I got to coach Steve Young in San Francisco, and now I get a chance to spend a year with Peyton. I mean, those great players, they challenge you as coaches. I mean, they're so bright. They understand the game. They understand how to attack things, and, you know, they challenge you when you walk in that meeting room. And to be honest with you, from a coach, I'm speaking for myself, from a coaching standpoint, that's what you want to be around, because that's how you grow as a coach, you know. It's if you go in there every day and the guy says, okay, what do you want me to do? If that, you know, you don't really grow. So I've enjoyed it. I mean, Peyton's brilliant in his approach and getting ready to play, but he's also a tremendous leader and a teammate. You know, nobody has more fun with his teammates than he does. So it's been a joy.
Hey, Coach. I'm wondering how you think your guys have handled this week with the massive amounts of media, the practice, you know. You said you're going to lean on your captains. Yeah. How they've done so far?
Well, I think they've done a really good job, but just left them. I meet with them right before they come over here every morning. They're very upbeat. You know, today the families come in, so it's a new wave of not distractions, but things going on for them. But I think our guys have been very good. You know, they've been open to our approach. I think Patrick has done a tremendous job with our guys each and every day. So it's been a good week. You know, it's winding down here. What do we have, 3 more days? But I've been happy with how they've handled things and expect them to do the same here the next few days.
Hey, Gary, Darian Stewart was the only new starter on defense coming in this year, and he talked about his time in Baltimore with you probably being why I led him here. What have you seen from him and TJ on
the... Speaking to me.
I'm sorry.
I'm lost. Where you at? Okay, I got you. Okay.
Yeah, talking about Darian Stewart and just what he's brought from your experience with him to Baltimore to now, and him and TJ on the back end.
Yeah, well, you know, our secondary in Denver had been together and been very successful. I mean, 3 Pro Bowlers back there. You know, we're looking for another safety in free agency. Darian, you know, I knew him from Baltimore. Darian had played in a lot of big football games, been a part of some good things. I think the great thing is he came in and fit right in with our group. I mean, he's a worker. He studies the game. He's a physical player like TJ is. So, you know, it was a really nice fit for our team. But he's done a really good job, and, you know, he's worked his way back from a few nicks here lately, and I think he's going to be fine and be ready to go. But it's a close-knit group. I'm glad they're all together for this Sunday, because it's been a tough ride, especially at the safety position for our team. But we should have them all intact this weekend.
Coach, when you came back to Denver and got a good look at Brock Osweiler, what were your first impressions, and what did that sample size as a starter show you about his present and future?
Well, I knew a little bit about him from studying him coming out in the draft, but obviously a big, talented young man, can move around very well, really a one-year player in college, but growing as a pro. And the biggest thing I'd say for Brock is nowadays in the National Football League, when guys are drafted high, they don't get the luxury that Brock has had. Brock has had a chance to grow up under a Hall of Famer, be coached extremely well, and he's got a chance to come up, I want to say the right way, but the way a lot of guys were able to come up through the years, many years ago. So I think he's benefited from that, being around Peyton on a daily basis, you know, as a worker in the meetings, as a pro. So I think he's benefited from that. Thank you.